From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council is to hold an emergency meeting Monday in North Korea, a day after Pyongyang announced it conducted its sixth and most powerful nuclear detonation. It claims the device was an advanced hydrogen bomb designed to sit atop a ballistic missile. U.S. officials, including President Donald Trump, conferred with their Asian counterparts, Mr. Trump reaffirming the U.S. commitment to defend itself and its allies. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis spoke to reporters after meeting with the president and his national security team.
Any threat to the United States or its territories, including Guam or our allies, will be met with a massive military response, a response both effective and overwhelming.
On the Fox News Sunday broadcast, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin spoke of yet another set of sanctions that could lead to a cutoff of U.S. trade with countries doing business with North Korea.
We'll continue to look at all our options, but my focus right now, working with the president, with others, to make sure that we put additional economic sanctions. We work with China and others. China has a lot of trade with them. There's a lot we can do to cut them off economically, much more than we've done already.
Early Monday, South Korea carried out missile drills in response, and the U.S. and South Korea agreed to hold regular talks on extended deterrence. Both incumbent Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta and opposition leader Raila Odinga Sunday ruled out a power-sharing agreement following Friday's stunning Supreme Court ruling annulling the August 8 vote. Speaking to supporters at a rally Sunday, Odinga said Kenya is not the property of Mr. Kenyatta, but the people of Kenya. He called for the ouster of members of the country's Electoral Commission. Friday, the High Court ruled the election invalid, null and void because of widespread irregularities. A new election must be held within 60 days. This is VOA News.